Now look, when I step on the field, I expect greatness. Game changer. Big moves, I'm a playmaker.
Tom Brady continues to do his thing. Obviously, we're playing for a division championship. This will be a huge week.
Perhaps maybe you guys aren't playing your best football and it's December.
No, I'm not worried about that at all.
Kyler Murray, you are ridiculous.
Obviously, there's a sense of urgency.
I've got the secret. I've got the power. I am the beast.
That's what the good teams do. They get better in the month of December.
I can't stop. I won't stop. I've got the power.
It is Friday. He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do here?
What's up, daily?
And get a people!
Yes!
What they want. The people wanted a good Thursday night football game, and that is exactly what the people got. Jalen Rose. Kelce touchdown brought the game to overtime. And then watch this. Look at how many defenders are in front of him. He just runs around and through all of them to give the Chiefs the win and to put the Chiefs, for the moment, in the number one spot in the AFC. Mr. Rose, I think this is easily the best team in the AFC. Did they prove it last night?
Yes, sir. And I just love the way Kelce and the Cheetah both went over 100 for the first time this season. And we talked so much, and rightfully so, about the Chiefs defense in particular, that five-game stretch when they were basically carrying the team.
Yep.
Now the Chiefs are back looking explosive again.
Yep.
And you was watching the game and saw Patrick Mahomes throw for over 400 yards.
410.
And we was screaming, "Where my homies?"
What are you?
He's back. And yes, you're right. And I mentioned to you yesterday when we were talking about the Chargers, right? You considered trying to put them in the class of KC or the Patriots. I was like, hold on. We're going to pump the brakes. We're going to see what happens in this game. And when the Chiefs going fast forward like they were last night.
Every time you ask for the Chiefs to fast forward.
I love that.
Every production call, you're like, put the Chiefs highlights fast
forward.
I love
that. I love that because they're playing at a different speed than everybody else. Like, when they dialing up the plays, they got them shifts going. It's just beautiful to watch. And Kelce running across the middle looked like a throwback, looking like Kellen Winslow.
I love to watch Patrick Mahomes angry
Shannon
because the
Sharp
play call doesn't get into his helmet fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, he's always just like, let's go. Let's go. He just wants the next snap to happen so quickly. Now, Mr. Rose, the story from this game is not just the dominance. Dominance is probably not the right word. Not just the success of the Chiefs, but Chargers. Brandon Staley going on fourth down in the red zone over and over and over and not being successful. The numbers say it's the right play. Mr. Rose, while you were watching, did you question those decisions?
Well, two of my favorite coaches recently were talking about this. Bill Parcells and Jimmy Johnson. And they were literally describing how coaches today go by the analytics and they don't go by the actual feel of the game, right? There are a couple of teams, I always say this, and now it gives me validity. When I say they play four down football.
Yep.
You're able to do that when you got a Lamar Jackson, when you got a Kyler Murray, right? Those are the two quarterbacks in particular. It's like, we might have to go for it on fourth down. Lamar Jackson was fourth and 18 with his back against his own end zone against the Lions.
But that's the Lions that doesn't count. Let's move on.
True story. But with that being said, I'm not going to give up on the Chargers because I know how talented they are in particular offensively, but to me, it just shows why the Kansas City Chiefs are playing on a different level right now.
There wasn't a single time I looked at the screen and I yelled, you should kick the field goal. It seemed like every time they went for it, I was with it. I was like, all right, you're going to be playing the Chiefs. You know, they always say you need touchdowns. You need seven, not three against the Chiefs. And it seemed like they were right last night. I wasn't mad at any of those decisions and it wasn't analytics based. It was just kind of like, they got to get this first down.
Well, I mean, you got a franchise quarterback. That's you look out there, you like, you know what? We got Justin. Let's go score for it.
Yeah.
That's really what the thinking is.
But you mentioned Lamar and Kyler, and the nice thing about them on fourth down is you could have a running back run the ball, depending on the distance, obviously. You could have the quarterback run the ball, or you could have the quarterback throw the ball. With the Chargers, it seems like you kind of know that it's going to be Herbert trying to get the first down with his arm.
Absolutely. And, again, you got to give the Kansas City Chiefs credit. Like, they've become the complete football team in the NFL.
Yep.
We showed their defense be dominant. Now we're showing their offense be historically dominant. We've seen it be historically dominant. Now they're playing on all cylinders. So best team in the AFC.
They are currently number one in the AFC. However, if the Patriots beat the Colts, they will be the number one. They'll maintain number one in the AFC. It's in Indy. It's on Saturday night, primetime game.
Saturday, it's a Saturday.
What do you expect? Do you expect the Patriots to continue to roll and beat the Colts on Saturday night?
It just, you know, I love to gauge success off of realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And anybody that says they thought that this Patriots team was going to be 9-4 at this point in the season, that's a lie.
Number one in the conference? Number
like
one
LL
in the conference.
Will say, that's a lie. And this rookie quarterback who's been economic with the football, defense has been opportunistic, going against a Colts team, Jonathan Taylor. Like, I've been watching him run since, Wisconsin, I believe he went to college.
Yeah,
he had a 5-touchdown game this year. Like, he's been running all over the league. Got like 1,300 yards.
Do you remember who that 5-touchdown game was against?
That was
might have been the Bills. Might have been the Bills.
Who then got ran all over by the Patriots.
Yep.
And so that's why it's great to watch these two teams converge. It's going to be about running the ball, clearly, mm-hmm. and stopping the run when you mm-hmm. go against Jonathan Taylor.
Do the Patriots have the best defense in the NFL?
No. I'm going like Kansas City.
Really?
I mean, how they've been balling recently.
Interesting.
I mean, how they've been balling recently, yeah. But their offense is going to give them better situations also.
We've been watching Bill Belichick with this Patriots team for 20 years. And what does he always do? He takes away your best weapon. And obviously, with the Colts, that is Jonathan Taylor.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm going to give the Pats a slight edge.
Got Bill Belichick's brain behind it.
Yeah, but also, like, they're required to do more. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have two players. They don't have Kelsey running up the field looking like Doug Cosby. You know what I'm saying? So, I think the Patriots get the nod, but that's why they play the games. Will we be saying this after they play against Jonathan Taylor this weekend? Stay tuned.
Well, one thing I will not be doing is putting my money on Carson Wentz in a key position on primetime on Saturday. I think the Patriots get this win, and there's another AFC matchup, which is getting a lot of attention, but not for the right reasons. It is the Browns and the Raiders. The Browns have 21 players. That's just right now. Okay, including 10 starters on the COVID-19 list. They're now picking up quarterbacks wherever they can because not only is Baker Mayfield not available to them because of COVID issues, Kyle Allen, someone I had to Google. Oh, that's the Washington football team. I can't keep it all together. They're just picking up quarterbacks wherever they can. It seems like if you were a quarterback in the NFL, your phone is going to ring because of this COVID situation. What do you think about this game in particular?
You're just trying to get through the season. That's just the bottom line. If we see cases rise throughout the country, it's going to affect sports. You see it happen in the NBA. You're seeing it happen in the NFL. But the thing that we're happily not seeing is canceled football games. Like, the Chicago Bulls in the NBA needed to cancel a couple of games because they didn't have enough players to compete. So, at least the game is going to happen. And these aren't two teams that we're going to look back at the championship picture later in the season and feel like this was a must game either way. So, get the game, play with the players that are out there. Hope everybody get their check. But more importantly, hope everybody stay safe.
Baker Mayfield feels like the Browns have been targeted because he said that vaccinated players without symptoms are being tested unfairly in Cleveland. What do you think about his feelings?
That's his opinion. That's his thought. It may be some truth to that. It may be some validity to that. Every time I see Aaron Rodgers play, I'm thinking, like, how does he get to go X amount of days without ever getting tested? So I understand where Baker's coming from in theory, but I have no, like, sympathy toward people who are upset about being
tested
about COVID.
Like, it's like, what do you want to play with COVID? Right. You test positive.
Because we're doing it. Like, everywhere we go, you seen us at Buffalo, you seen us in Doha, you seen us everywhere. Like, we get tested.
I'll be doing hoop streams tonight from Boston. I had to get tested yesterday. Waiting on those results. You never know. Jalen Rose. Kevin Durant. Just keeps doing it over and over again. The Nets are another team with COVID issues, shorthanded. KD is all you need to win basketball games. 34 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, and a win.
Easy like Sunday morning.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
The beauty of KD's game, I want everybody to just understand something, is that this man is 6'11", and he dominates in the area where the elite scorers of all time, other than Wilt Chamberlain, primarily take advantage of their opponents. The boxes on the post, mid-range, and the elbow. So if you notice, KD, unlike most people in the league, he catching that thing, he's sizing you up. And it's one or two dribbles either way. It's economic. Like, KD not dribbling the ball like 8 or 9 times to get a shot.
No.
He dribbling the ball like 2 or 3, 1 or 2, 3 or 4. Get to a spot. You saw the one on the baseline when he put up over Embiid?
Yep.
Like, it's incredible watching this guy, the array of offensive brilliance that he has. The minutes that he's playing, I know Steve Nash talked some about it.
Well, let's listen to Steve Nash talk about the minutes that Kevin Durant is playing, because we have some sound from him after the game.
Well, I don't know that we can continue to lean on him the way we have. It doesn't feel right. And, you know, I know he's enjoying it. I know he's enjoying playing at the rate he's playing at and trying to, you know, bring his teammates along with him. And it's just been incredible. But at the same time, we know that's not safe or sustainable to continue to lean on him like that. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of consideration, and we'll have to figure out a way to give him breaks.
He used a couple of words that were about health and safety, because that's the word he used. It's not safe. And what he's basically acknowledging is that playing 40 plus minutes is something that today's player just isn't required to do. Mm-hmm. Like, Steve Nash came into a league, I have been a player that averaged 40 minutes a game.
Playing that kind of minutes, that load, was commonplace in your era. It's just not now.
I know, but a player like KD can thrive in any era. That's why Steve Nash also said, I know he enjoys it.
Yes.
Right? Because that's the kind of baller hooper KD is. Like I said, when he came to Detroit and had that 51, the way it went about, that was throwback to me. The way he's playing is just that. But also, let's not overlook the fact who they beat. They beat a Sixers team that are going in the opposite direction in the standings, that haven't traded Ben Simmons, and their situation isn't getting them closer to winning the East.
The Nets don't have Kyrie. Right now, they don't have James Harden. They don't have a lot of players, and they are still number one in the Eastern Conference. Number one in the MVP race in the NFL. Someone who's won it before. Tom Brady just keeps doing it year after year after year. We'll discuss him and the Bucks right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Doubleheader tonight, NBA on ESPN, starting with the battle in Boston. The Warriors take on the Celtics at 7:30, and then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., it is LeBron, AD, and the Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. Tom Brady is currently the favorite to win the MVP in the NFL. Seems like he's got the edge. However, they play the Saints. And for whatever reason, Tom Brady has trouble against the Saints. Can Aaron Rodgers overtake Tom Brady if he has a good weekend?
Here's a story.
As the favorite.
Of a man named Brady who defies the odds in so many different ways. How about he was a platoon quarterback in college with Drew Henson, winning the 6th round out of the University of Michigan. And at this point of his life, in his mid-40s, he's the favorite to win MVP.
It's wild. It's one thing to be a quarterback in the NFL at that age, but to be the MVP favorite?
And it doesn't look like he's slowing down.
Uh-uh.
And you know what's really going to help that progression of him playing a lot longer? The improved play of his running back,
Fournette.
Yeah. Running downhill.
Receiving
out of
all
the
of a sudden.
Field.
Absolutely. Like at LSU, he wasn't like a great receiver as a running back.
Absolutely. He's been balling, but I agree with you. For whatever reason, they struggled against the Saints defense in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And we know our guy, Cam Jordan, on the defensive line has always been a beast. And so this season has been almost a forgettable one for the Saints. I mean, you lose Drew Brees. You hope that Jameis
got hurt. Yeah.
You know, takes over the reins, and then he gets injured. And then you know what they just do? Give more money to
just
Taysom Hill.
Give more money to Taysom Hill.
You know when the Saints get confused? Just give more money to Taysom Hill.
What should we
you
do?
You know what I'm saying?
We had an off day. What should we do?
Thomas out. Just give more money to Taysom Hill.
No one's even talking about Michael Thomas. Is Michael Thomas healthy? Is he not healthy? Is he playing? Is he not playing? No one knows what is going on with the Saints team, but they always seem to play the Bucks tough, and we'll see if that happens this weekend. We mentioned the MVP. You have to mention Aaron Rodgers. The Packers take on the Ravens this weekend, and I'm going to say this over and over and over. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Packers quarterback next year. He's going to be the Packers quarterback next year. Can the Packers
beat the Ravens on the road Sunday afternoon and put Rodgers back in the MVP conversation.
The depleted Ravens,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that may include Lamar, right? Defensively as well. Running game the entire year, they've dealt with injury. But for the Packers, big game for Adams this week. I'm going to Vegas on this one. You going to Jersey for me on this one. Two touchdowns for Adams this week.
You weekend. Love the two touchdown bets.
He
you
getting
love
them.
Them.
Yes, I do. And he's going to get
last
it
last week, right?
Yeah, and he's going to get it this week. I'm trying to tell you. And so Aaron Rodgers understands that he and Tom Brady are neck and neck for the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's dealing with his toe injury, hopefully that doesn't become an issue as the season progresses even more. But I believe he wants to have a huge game. He's had an amazing season. And Devontae Adams is going to be the main target.
Look at the NFC standings. It's interesting in the NFC, especially when you look at all the teams that are involved. Right now, you have the football team in the number 7 spot. There's about 7 other teams that could uh-huh. possibly end up in there. But look who's at the top. The two teams we're discussing, the two MVP candidates, the Packers and the Bucks.
And our guy Kyler Murray is right there. I mean, that was a bad loss this past weekend. He's missed a couple of games.
Oh, hold on. You don't have to worry about that. Because they play the Lions this weekend. So you don't have to worry about that. I mean, if you play the Lions, it's almost a guaranteed dub when you play the Lions.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm not exaggerating. He getting at least 4 touchdowns against them. So I know you don't like when I do those bets. I'm telling you. I'm taking
Kyler Pesci? Kyler Pesci?
Kyler Pesci, the smallest guy in the room when he enters, but he creates the most fear. You know what I'm saying?
This nickname's never going to hit for me, Jay.
It's always hitting. You got to pay attention to his personality. You know, it fits him so perfect. And he got my Lions this week, 2 rushing, 2 receive, 2 catching. No, I'm sorry. 2 run. I'm just concussed being a Lions fan. Because I know
he's going to catch 2 touchdowns. He might.
We get out of line, we get whacked. You know the rules.
Well, when you talk about the NFC, you talk about the best teams at the top. We mentioned the 3 of them, but there's also the Cowboys that are always lurking because of the talent they have on both sides of the ball. In particular, Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott.
He's a rookie, too. That's what's crazy.
I love their defense.
For him to be so very productive, and I know that he's going to get the lion's share of the praise because we love the sack number and he's just a dynamic mm-hmm. rookie. But
Gregory and Lawrence.
But it's their defensive line.
Mm-hmm. Gregory, Lawrence, and Parsons haven't played together until a couple weeks ago, and then you see what happens when they do.
And guess what happens when you're able to get pressure like that? Now you throw it up for Diggs to get a pick.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they've been in sync that way. The Giants are having a forgettable season again.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I believe that Dallas has what it takes to get it done.
Dak Prescott, while getting wins, hasn't been putting up numbers that we're accustomed to from Dakota Prescott. Do you think that he can bounce back against this Giants?
Well, it's because, like, when we talk about the Dallas Cowboys, usually it's about their skill position players. So you go Dak, you go Zeke, and you talk CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, right? That's what ends up happening. But that's why we celebrated the defense first. Because Dak, he doesn't have to be the guy throwing the ball 40-plus times and putting up 400 yards passing. They just don't need him to do that right now.
Jalen, we need some good news in Buffalo. Bills Mafia needs some good news. And guess what? I have some good news for the Bills Mafia. That's right. That man, Josh Allen, who was banged up in that almost comeback against the Bucks, is going to play for the Bills. We'll break that down and much more right after this. Thousands have been affected by southern and midwest tornadoes. If you would like to help, please visit redcross.org/ESPN to help Red Cross respond and help victims recover from these disasters. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we went to Buffalo. I broke a table. We're part of the Bills Mafia, baby.
Shout out to our Griselda family.
Well, the
Conway
Bills.
Conway the Machine, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Armani Caesar.
Hasn't been too much to celebrate for the Bills recently. In that comeback and loss to the Bucks last week, Josh Allen was hobbled.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear whether or not he was going to play against the Panthers this weekend, but guess what? It's a go for Josh Allen. It's in Buffalo. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Well, you want the good news or the bad news?
There's only good news for the Bills Mafia this weekend.
When I have Josh Allen at quarterback, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing.
It's great news. I ain't worried about nothing.
But here's the bad news. That defense has been getting run on.
It has.
And run on.
It has.
And really run on recently.
It has.
Jonathan Taylor, 5 touchdowns. Tennessee ran over him. And then the Patriots just bullied him to the point where they only decided to pass 3 times. So, for Buffalo, I agree with you. They get it together this weekend. Bills Mafia prevails.
Bills Mafia prevails. Well, we had Isaiah Thomas on the show yesterday. And here's just a little something that he had to say. Let's listen to IT. How long until you're from the G League to the league?
Yeah, hopefully within the next week. I know I can help a lot of the contending teams for sure, but you know, it's not my decision at all. Hopefully somebody makes the right decision. I promise you, I'll make them look like a genius.
Preparation meets opportunity. He was barnstorming, playing ball anywhere. He's playing with FIBA. He's playing in the G League. He spoke it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke it into existence. That's karmatic. And I'm happy for him. He's going to do a good job with the Lakers.
He is signed with the Lakers, and that genius is Rob Pelinka. Signed him to a 10-day contract. Something tells me it's going to stick. They saw him score 42.
And Rob's in a good mood because Michigan's playing on the 31st. You know what I'm saying? Just like Tom Brady. You know, you see Isaiah go out there and put up 42, balling with the eighth grader.
Sure.
Like, come on with us.
That. Why not?
Got my guy Reeves out there making 5 threes and game winners. We need another bucket getter. IT is the guy.
Does Pelinka talk to LeBron before he brings in?
Of course. Yeah, that's just what you do. You're supposed to consult with your partner, LeBron mm-hmm. James in this case.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect him to get buckets? Get some
yes,
buckets?
Of course. Isaiah always gets buckets. He averaged 18 for his career. How about he had a season where he averaged almost 30?
Wow.
A bucket getter. I'm happy for my guy.
I'm happy for him, too. And I'm happy for you, Jalen Rose. And I look forward to coming back into this studio Monday, 4 p.m.
Shout out to Seattle. Shout out to Washington.
Shout out to Michigan.